If my mom got her crusty behind on the internet and started telling my business to people or insinuating things about my relationship with other people?
Jail.
Jail. Yep, it's TMZ Verify the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
How y'all doing?
Hi, how are you?
We were cracking up before we started the show.
Literally dying laughing. I literally had to go, one, two, three, don't laugh.
Because our associate producer, Branson, keep in mind, y'all, we've been in this room for like 20 minutes. Branson goes, where my headphones at? Branson, what the hell you been doing for the last 20 minutes? Like,
love him. Baby Branson.
All right, y'all, we got some exciting stories today.
And pretty sad ones, too.
Oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't say exciting. We have some stories today.
Sad ones.
Interesting stories.
Sad. But you know what? A part of journalism is letting people be aware of these things. And I think that's important on the Verified podcast. They are trending.
You go, this podcast is for sophisticated consumers of news. Like,
who care about the environment and people.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to talk about, let's start a little light.
Okay.
Not that light. Hailey Bieber is responding to the drama-ation that happened with her dad, Stephen Baldwin, when he retweeted a post last week that kind of insinuated that there was some drama between Hailey and Justin.
Yep.
Marriage might have been on the rocks. Hailey's responding to that, letting y'all know what's the truth. We're also going to talk about a very sad situation, very, very sad story that has truly taken over TikTok. Like, if you're on TikTok and you're especially on, like, murder talk, I don't want to say that. But
Crime talk,
then you've seen this story. It's a story about a young girl named Madeline who was allegedly murdered by her stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you more. And also, honestly, this is a drama show. Drake Bell from Drake and Josh, Nickelodeon star from back in the day, he's appearing in a new or upcoming documentary about the entire Nickelodeon scandalation, allegedly. I know you hate when I add an Asian on the end of a word.
Addition to everything, but I think it kind of works there.
Okay.
Okay.
Drake Bell is opening up about an alleged abusive situation that he was involved in during his time at Nickelodeon. We'll tell you all about that. But first, if my mom got her crusty behind on the internet and started telling my business to people or insinuating things about my relationship with other people?
Jail.
Jail. Teresa, I know you watch this every week, so I just want to let you know. Hailey Bieber is responding, which is crazy that she's even had to respond.
That is crazy. The fact that any celebrity is going hard full post on Instagram. I mean, it was on the stories, but same thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, she shouldn't have to respond. Yeah. So Hailey is now ripping and slamming a lot of those, like, false theories or insinuations about her marriage to Justin Bieber. So Hailey took to her own Instagram after all the drama from last week where her dad reposted a video of Justin singing, but it also had a message that said, pray for Justin and Hailey, which a lot of people took it as trouble in paradise.
Yeah, but they were thinking maybe, like, I'm just saying what the people were saying, like, an alleged miscarriage or an alleged pregnancy or a divorce or a breakup or a cheating allegation. Like, that's what the conspiracies were all about.
Ooh. So Hailey is like, one, mind your business, and two, none of that's true. She wrote, just an FYI, the stories and the constant blind items I see on TikTok are 100% of the time wrong. Made up out of thin air from the land of delusion.
Couldn't have said it better myself, honestly.
I love when people
I hate
people
the blind
delusional.
Items on TikTok because it really is crazy because I could just sit in my room and come up with a blind item. Like, that's the good thing about listening to this podcast, guys, not to plug while you're listening, but, like, this is all real stuff happening. Mm-hmm. These people just sit in their rooms and go, you know what? I think that Hailey and Justin are getting a divorce today.
Submit.
And
blind item.
Blind item. Alleged. Someone sent it to me. Who?
Who?
That's like the influencers. Like, 10 people DM me about this scarf. Here's the link. It's like not one person DM me.
Not a single person.
You know what I mean? It's that.
I just feel like, again, it's a little weird. Hailey goes on to say, I know it might be fun feeding into these stories, but just know they're always false. And sorry to spoil it, but it's not what's happening.
That's great. I like this. From now on, all celebrities, go to your Instagram, set the record straight. So we don't have to, I don't have to assume. I don't get to.
I like that, but I feel like.
She shouldn't have to, but welcome to 2024.
I would also, since we're talking about Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, I would like to bring the people's attention to this new Justin Bieber wax figure. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, if you haven't.
It's the way I knew you were going to bring this up.
If you're listening, check us out. YouTube, TMZ, Verify the Podcast. There is a Justin Bieber wax figure that just got premiered, launched at Madame Tussauds. And why are you giving me that look? Not you don't
good.
Like it?
It's not that good.
Y'all, look at this. Look at this Justin Bieber wax figure and tell me if you think, who else it looked like? If not Justin
it
Bieber.
It looks like him, but he's just too attractive for this wax figure. You think they're identical?
I think it looked like Justin if he gained like a few, maybe like.
If you took your glasses off?
No, like Justin in the wintertime. You know how people in wintertime, they get like a few more pounds heavier and it's like a little thicker around the face area.
Sure, but I think for a wax figure, it's it's like, I guess a 9 out of 10, but like it doesn't look like him perfectly.
A 9 out of 10?
I don't know.
That's actually the bar
for wax figures is on the floor. So I really think it's good, but it's like, okay.
9 out of 10 is a good score. I take it back. That's a good score.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. People are saying that it looks like Brooklyn Beckham, David Beckham.
Yeah.
Kind of does a little bit.
But like also, what am I comparing this to? You know, like I'm not spending my days looking at wax figures, but if I had to say, it looks ish like Justin Bieber.
Okay. What wax figure have you seen that you were like, spot on?
In Vegas, Carmen Electra looked identical.
Okay. Did you have to do a double take? Was that Carmen?
I was little, for one. Like 10. So I was like coherent.
Right, right. Okay.
Like I knew what Carmen Electra looked like, mm-hmm. and it looked pretty similar.
I think the best one in recent years for me has been The Rock.
That was a good one.
That was a good. They even
yes.
had
Uh-huh.
The eyebrow. I don't know why.
Really zoom in like on that face that he just made. Really, really. We got to cap cut that.
But like, it was good.
Yep.
I liked it. All right, last bit of Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber news, and I swear I'm over this. Did you see that Hailey Bieber's sister got arrested for allegedly throwing her bloody tampon on somebody?
Iconic.
It was nasty. That's not iconic.
That's horrible. But at the same time, what could you possibly do to, like, what made, I want to know the backstory. Get on the pod right now. What makes you throw a tampon at someone?
Oh, a tampon. So we had the alleged victim of the tampon throwing.
Victim?
On TMZ Live, and here's what she said.
So I was bartending. One of the security guys came and got me and said there was an intoxicated female in our employee's bathroom. She said, give me 1 minute. I have to change my tampon. So I gave her a couple of minutes. As I waited, I opened the door back up. I said, listen, this is it. You guys have got to go. She said, the look in her eyes, she looked so out of it. She looked at me and said, do you want to see? Do you not believe me? And whips out her tampon under her dress. And when I tell you, it touched my face.
I mean, sometimes things get real in a bar, so.
That's disgusting. I'm going to be real.
Ain't no rules in street fighting.
I can't even think of to justify throwing a tampon at somebody. You got to be really pissing me off. Yeah.
So hopefully that, her name is Aaliyah. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing Aaliyah Baldwin's name, but that's her name.
They need to provide her with like a spa day to like cleanse.
She should get like a always sponsorship.
From Tampax?
Yes.
Wild. No, like, no, they need to provide her like lifelong,
nimble,
no, like, lifelong shower body wash.
Okay, this is getting gross. Steph.
So quick change in pace. Madeline Soto, she's going viral on TikTok. It is everywhere and rightfully so. She was a 13-year-old girl that allegedly her stepdad was involved in her disappearance / now we know she is dead. And this whole thing is just disgusting and on so many levels. Mm-hmm. As we know, and as you probably saw on TikTok, Madeline was supposedly dropped off at school from her stepdad. Now, the issue lies where her mom picks her up from school around 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that's when she finds out that Madeline didn't go to school that day. Now, I have one thing to say about this. Most of the time, schools let you know like in the morning and not at the end of the day. So there's been conspiracies on if that's true and like what's going on with that, because that is really bizarre.
Because typically schools will send like you get like an automated voicemail. Like
right away.
Stephanie,
by like 8 a.m.
school today.
Yeah. Right. So that's what people are saying on TikTok and from like teachers are stitching mm-hmm. it and the whole thing. So let's just start with that as the first like red flag. then you have them going on the news and talking about the situation. People are saying that the mom's demeanor is really bizarre. She's comforting the stepdad a little too much to where, like, why aren't you upset? And again, everyone handles, like, situations like this differently, but there's something off about it.
So here's where this case gets, like, really weird. So he was named the prime suspect in Madeline's disappearance.
Automatically, because he was the last one to see
her. Automatically, because he was the last person to see her that Monday before she left for school.
Mm-hmm.
But when police did, like, further investigation, one, the weird thing was he claimed that the day before Madeline went missing,
he reset the phone. Factory reset the phone. And then he said he accidentally... Yeah, I'm better when we go back and forth. Mm-hmm. He accidentally reset the phone. Factory reset. Who accidentally does that?
Nobody does that. No, there's not a single person in this world that wakes up on a Tuesday and says, you know what I need?
You're the last one to see her. You accidentally reset a phone. You're already on the police's radar. You automatically become the number one suspect.
Mm-hmm. So police have just, like, started, like, kind of piecing together different information. So they obtained, like, footage that showed the stepdad, his name is Stephen or Stefan Stearns, I don't know how he pronounces it, that showed Stearns driving his truck back to the home. And they believe that in that moment, he was driving Madeline's lifeless body back to their home. And they believe that she was already dead by the time he decided to hide her body. We'll have to see how this plays out. I think we're going to learn more about the situation as it goes on. He was arrested just a few days after that news conference aired where he was sobbing on television.
Mm-hmm. So, and he wasn't arrested for her murder. He was arrested for the disturbing images because they can't arrest him for that yet. And that's, like, very key here because they have enough evidence that, I mean, this is horrible. And did the mom know? That's what everyone on TikTok is saying, video after video. Did the mom know? Was the mom in on it? Is her demeanor just because she's processing her daughter being passed? Or is it because she was involved in some way?
Yeah, see.
It's very, very sad, but it's everywhere right now. And rest in peace to Madeline.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Drake Bell from Drake and Josh, the Nickelodeon show when we were kids, he is appearing in a new documentary that is set to expose essentially, like, all the alleged abuse and transgressions and bad things that happened on the set of different or various Nickelodeon shows. The documentary is coming on ID. It's called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. In the documentary, though, Drake is set to basically, like, blow the roof off of the whole Nickelodeon saga. Remember, we had Alexa Nicholas on last year. We had her on. And what? Like,
it's crazy. Alexa was on our podcast when our first episodes, like, first season. And she was describing the abuse that went on at the time. We had no context. We were just listening to her vent. Rightfully so, about her experience. And this just really is crazy that we're piecing puzzle pieces together. We're talking Jeanette McCurdy, now him, Alexa. There's got to be more. This is just crazy.
I don't think I would ever let my daughter be an actress until she was at least 18. If she was interested, I would put her in programs like theater, you know, but not put her in a set environment. I did not have a good experience. I mean, I was crying most of the time. Like, I would come home, like, really in tears most days. They haven't showed what they're doing inside of Nickelodeon since then to make it safer for children. I had a lot of trauma that I experienced on that set, and it took a lot for me to heal from that trauma. And I feel that even though I have healed, if I were to return, it would be too triggering. Like, the triggering aspect, I would be kind of nervous. There are people that want to come forward and they can't because they're stuck in NDAs.
So for his part, the trailer for the documentary has been released, but we haven't necessarily heard Drake speak because Drake does not speak in the trailer. But it is believed that Drake is going to open up about an alleged abusive situation that he faced at the hands of a Nickelodeon. I believe the guy was a dialogue coach, so someone who was hired by Nickelodeon. The man's name was Brian Peck, and Brian Peck was actually arrested in 2003 on 11 different charges related to, like, allegations and abuse and things like that. Really, really, really messy. Now, it's unclear right now, because we don't know if this will come out in a documentary, but it's unclear if Drake Bell was one of the kids that made the allegations against Brian Peck in 2003, but we'll have to kind of see how this all plays out. But Drake is alleging some abuse that happened while he was with Nickelodeon. And we do know that this person, Brian Peck, is one of the people that Drake will name in this documentary.
I think what's important here too is like these things keep coming out slowly but surely, and documentaries like this are really going to push more childhood stars that maybe even aren't even famous right now, but right. were in the famous shows, and they're going to talk about what they went through, I bet, going forward, because it gives them like the strength to come forward.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, back then, I bet they were just so, it's a weird mix. Like you're on a TV show that's super popular. You need to be grateful that you're there, but then there's so much abuse happening. You're young. It's a very weird mix, but it'll be interesting to see if in the doc he's describing what he witnessed or heard or if he went through it himself. Okay, so on a lighter note, our favorite of faves, Bryce Hall, we love you. He's been on the show.
We talk about Bryce Hall like every
other week. I love him.
We do.
I really
do.
He's the nicest guy. Yeah, he's a friend of the show. But basically, what's going on is Bryce has a new girlfriend, as we know.
Who is his new girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know.
The first name that pops up when you Google Bryce Hall girlfriend is, guess
what? Addison Rae.
Right.
Obviously.
I know Addison is somewhere punching the air right now because why is that my name still being attached to this man? Our associate producer, Branson, said it's Michaela LaFuente.
She's gorgeous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the issue. Kanye West DMs Bryce Hall's girlfriend. Now, let's read these DMs. Kanye messages her back in Cali, 8 a.m. 10 a.m., she says, what? Question mark. He says, are you in California or the States? She said, yes, why? He said, wanted to see if you wanted to hang and listen to the new album.
Huh?
Okay, here's the problem. Not the DMs. That's not the issue. The issue is what people are saying on TikTok. Okay? If it's not Madeline, it's this. Why is Kanye randomly DMing her as if they've spoken before?
Okay, well,
and that's what people are saying. Have they talked before?
We should say alleged DMs because...
Alleged. Well, Bryce posted them.
As much as I like Bryce Hall and as much as I like all the other influencers, they influence.
Okay, alleged DMs.
Right.
Okay, we don't know. We don't see her phone in the flesh, but let's say they are real. If the convo started that way, they've obviously spoken before.
Yeah, for somebody to say... back in Cali. That means you was at one point in Cali with me.
And we were speaking.
And we was together.
So Bryce kind of made it like, oh, well, it's a flex that he DM'd my girlfriend. And then everyone's like, that means they've talked before.
Bruh, that means he probably...
Well, then he mentioned that, like, they might be Eskimo brothers.
Why does it seem like he wanted to be Eskimo brothers with Kanye?
I don't know.
I think he does.
I feel like maybe that's a flex for guys. Do guys care about that?
No, I wouldn't be like, you know who smashed my girl?
Can you pull up his TikTok?
Michael B. Jordan.
I need to reference
I would never do that. All right, let's get out of here.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I bet.
Bryce Hall, I don't know about what's happening with your girlfriend and Kanye.
I'll cut this, to be honest.
Okay, just cut it.
All right, well, hopefully.
Next week we have a happier topic.
Well, actually, you won't be here next week.
That might be a good thing with how sad this episode is sad on multiple levels. Guys, I've been running around in the office with a chicken with my head cut off.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'll be back next week, though.
Well, I'll be back, stellar as ever.
Always.
Hope you guys miss me.
Until, I'll see you in a couple weeks, but I'll see y'all next week. We out of here. Bye-bye.